Thank you, Mr. Chair. From our perspective, the mandate that's reflected in paragraph 23A, which is a rollover with the addition of the idea of intensification, is the right way to approach the mandate for next year. The reason we think that is because, frankly, the mandate has been working, and we haven't fulfilled this mandate for a variety of different reasons that I can get into in a minute. But just to focus on what this mandate has so far generated, it's generated a number of very concrete and detailed proposals for the first time in 9 years. That's real progress. We've moved from statements to reducing those statements to written proposals that that allow us to have a much more concrete, a much more crystallized discussion of the many complicated issues that are before us. The proposals that we have before us cover the full range of options that have been identified over the last 9 years. We have two proposals for protocols. We have the U.S. joint proposal for a non-binding instrument. The three that I just mentioned are very, very detailed. And we have a range of other proposals, including from those who are not quite ready to be convinced that either a new protocol or a non-binding instrument is the right way to go. So we have very concrete proposals that cover the form of outcome that people are advocating and the substance that they believe is the right way to approach the set of challenges that we face with respect to laws. So the table has been set for a rich discussion, and our existing mandate gave us that opportunity. So I think that the biggest challenge that we see is not that the mandate didn't work to generate the inputs that are needed at the GGE level, but that we didn't have the time in 2022 to fully engage in the important work that this particular mandate requires the GGE to complete. And here, to strip away the politics, we are a group of governmental experts when we're sitting in this room. And I don't think it's our right to appeal a command that's been given to us by a sixth review conference to take this mandate and to use our best efforts in good faith to fulfill the mandate. So we haven't finished the work, but we have tremendous inputs, and we're advancing the work. We just need the time to continue that work. So that does bring me to the question of the number of days. Like other delegations, we would support the idea of 20 days, not because in the abstract we think 20 days is a good number, but because we now know what we need to do. We have concrete proposals. We know that we need to fully consider the proposals. We know that beyond that, we need to then work to elaborate by consensus possible measures and other options. That's a very concrete set of tasks. And we have the inputs now before us. Many of the proposals came in quite recently. We've had proposals that have only come in within the last week or so. And so I think we need to allow ourselves the full opportunity to consider those proposals next year. And 20 days, from our perspective, seems like the minimum that we would need to seriously embark on that work. Now, it's also influenced by the fact that we lost, as you observed, Mr. Chair, we lost a number of days this year. We didn't have 10 days this year. We had less than 10 days. And I think at a minimum, we need to make up the time that we lost this year. And that's another way to support the idea of 20 days next year. The only other point I wanted to make was I was also a little confused by 23B. We didn't interpret it as going beyond the mandate. We interpreted the words on the page as actually not doing anything beyond the mandate. So from our perspective, we viewed it as not needed because it was superfluous. If it was intended to suggest that we need to do something beyond the current mandate, then I think we need to discuss that. And it would be helpful to have clarification from the chair about what the intent behind this language was. The idea of if by reference to framework, the intent was to identify a measure that goes beyond what we're doing in relation to the normative and operational framework that's referred to in the previous paragraph, I think we would need to understand that. But if the idea is that we are, whatever we're doing, you know, by consensus, will involve a future framework, I think we would see that as consistent with what we see in 23A. It's true that the mandate for this year lost some verbs when you compare it to the mandate that we operated under the previous couple of years. We did have in our previous mandate references to clarification, consideration, and development of the aspects of the normative and operational framework, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the idea in the discussion of the mandate a year ago was that we had come upon a simplified form of words in what is currently reflected in paragraph A that would allow us to address the challenges. And our delegation, I think, believes that has been the case. And again, the fact that we now have concrete proposals before us is proof that the mandate is working. Again, we just need the time. So thank you, Mr. Chair. We just wanted to reflect those views.